Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Meditate, let the soul gravitate to the Humadeh Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilahi ilahi illallah. Ashadu ilahi ni Muhammadan Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify. There's no God but one God, and his proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He has created this creation for one reason. Destined put us here to test us and see which one is worthy of the great reward they have earned for doing what Allah says is the right thing to do for the human being. So we are here tonight on this Black Talk radio station calling people away from the evil of the lie that has been given to the world. And that biggest lie that ever been given to any man or any woman, that out of all the people God created, he made a son and one of the tribes, or one of the people that he made. That's the biggest lie and caused the biggest problem. And Allah spoke clearly in scripture when he said, don't make no image of him. And they did it anyway. So we like to open this talk so we can get busy working on this problem so we can come up with the solution. And let's not talk about the problem, but what is the solution? We said that the solution is to worship God in spirit and truth. And that's why we said open with a prayer and close with a prayer. And we're going to open with the prayer called Amphatia, and it means to open. And first we were saying in the Arabic language, the beautiful language that it was given to us in, and then we will say it in the English translation, inshallah. Humale Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbi Laidameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Omitin, Iyaka Nabudiyaka Nastaheen, Ad-Dini Sirata Mustaqim, Sirata Ladina Anto Alayhim, Valerie McDubi Alayhim, Waladoli, I mean. English translation, we seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, the one who has been cast out, with the name of Almighty God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful. All praise are due to God, the Lord, chair, sustainer of all the worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone we should be worshiping, and thy aid we should seek. Allah, please always continuously showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. I mean, we like to greet you in the best of the greeting of all the greetings in the world. There's no other greeting top this greeting, and this greeting is coming from the Creator, that we can use to mind ourselves that we have to keep the peace. And it goes like this. It says, As-salamu alaykum. Simply mean, may God peace be unto you. Not my peace, but God peace. Not our peace, but the greater peace, one who gave us his life. So we greet each other in peace. We said, As-salamu alaykum. Simply mean, Allah peace be unto you. And we obligate us to keep the peace. We are the Black Talk Radio Station. Subject topic is the message of concern coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, who this show was sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School. And we pray that these Sim Schools come all over the country, because the Sim School, you can say a prayer, you can thank God, you can tell the truth, you can make good things happen in the Sim School. These public schools, they are about through because they are allowing our people, to, especially young people, to destroy each other. Now there's no discipline, it's nowhere in the classroom. You got teachers, children come to school, beat up the teacher, shoot the teacher. But this is what happens when you take God out of something. It falls completely down. It falls completely apart when you take God out of anything. And Satan know that, and Satan took the idea of thinking on God after school, and he brought in evil. And you can study how to be a devil in some public schools, but you can't mention the word of God. So who running the public school? We said Satan himself took over and manifested himself in the public school. So we're here tonight to tell you about the Sim School, to tell you about what we can do to get rid of the Satan. Who is Satan? Any man and any woman that take on weak ideas, wrong thinking, and tell a lie. That is Satan. That is the character of Satan. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. And God said for us to stay away from that mentality there. Said it in scripture. So we here tonight on this Black Talk Radio Station point to the problem as well as the solution. The solution that we turn back and worship God in spirit and truth and don't make no image of God. They done broke all them laws, and that's why you got all the chaos with all this good material in the world, chaos. Chaos, why? Because the businessman has come corrupt. Prophet Muhammad said, when you see the businessman come corrupt, then you realize that this world is coming to an end. And we can see the crooked businessman. We can see how the eggs are, how high rent is, how gas is, how everything the Satan put his hands or got control over, he done raised the price where you can barely afford it. He's trying to rain hell down on the human being, and the human being is helping Satan by following whatever dumb thing he suggests. Imam said one time that the people used to come to Imam W. Muhammad, may God peace and blessing be on him. He said that people used to come together and say, what can we get for the people? We can make for the people. He said one year they came together and Satan was there and Satan said, let's create in them an appetite and feed that appetite. And that is what he's doing with the beer, wine, liquor, music, gambling, and everything. Satan is feeding these people. Got them people saying it's all right to legalize marijuana. This is Satan doing. This is what Satan have put in the Congress for us to vote on. Use the marijuana. And when people smoke that marijuana, they mess up their brain cells after so many years. And the doctors know that. So we who are supposed to be alive in this world, who said we're Muslim, we say that we are alive because we have a book that keeps us alive called Al-Quran. As long as this book is in our hand and we have the opportunity to use it, we're supposed to use it to bring life and get rid of the death that they want us to have. So all praise are due to Allah. We're here tonight. We thank Brother Wale and we thank the Black Eyed Peas for their beautiful music that we had planned in the beginning of this show. The beautiful music. So we are here tonight to discuss removing the image, not what we can do to remove. This is what this show is about. It's about removing all race. It ain't about our personal opinion or how we feel or think. It's about removing the image. This is what this show is about. This is what the message of concern. It ain't about who doing what and when. We are here to get rid of the image. And we know this is the month of 28 days of so-called Black history. And we know it's been black to us. It's been evil to us. You've been a history. It's a really American history. But they want to put black on it like they used to put black on black, calling us black Muslim. And there's no such thing. We are human beings. And God ain't created no black people. So they call us black Muslim to separate us. And then we know there's people that say they white Muslim. And the white Muslim, they got the best position in America than the black Muslim. So they know what they were doing. They want somebody to walk on. And so they done picked us as a people to walk on and gave us the most ugly ideas about ourselves. But call us names that we should never respond to. But that name, our children are singing that name in the world and telling themselves they are what this word is, that N word, calling themselves, so they were out down and killed the N words, and the N word calling the woman, the N word, the child. So who going to stop that? It's the Muslim falling under the leadership of Imam Washington Muhammad. So that's why we're here, to remove that, get that image, then we can start seeing the other problems start disappearing as well. So I'm going to bring one of the cohort workers up. I'm a cohort worker here. My name is Brother Abdullah Akbar. I'm from Decatur, Georgia. My wife is Daya Akbar, and she will be on tomorrow. Might come on today and read a few things about the African-American history experience here in America. And we also have Suja Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who is one of the co-hosts here on this show. And we also have Brother A. Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia. So we are here tonight, supposed to be answering questions, and I told Brother Muhammad he's gonna have to be able to answer questions if he get up here and telling people about anything. If he can't answer no questions, he shouldn't be saying that. So he understands that. So I want to bring Brother Sujah Muhammad into it. He got his hands up. Let's bring him up and see what he has to say tonight. Assalamu alaikum. Your mic is on. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Brother Sujah, your mic is on. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, we hear you now. I just had to
scramble and try to get the try to unmute it.
Okay, I'm good.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness and testify that there is only one creator, and I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet and messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of Assalamu alaikum. Allahu Akbar. I'd like to just lay a foundation and which is the Quran and come from that. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. I'ma seek refuge in Allah against the rejected Satan. Where I'm reading from is Surah 216, starting at Ayat 28. Wait a minute, let me see how this gets. And now it's Surah 28, starting at Ayat 51. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. And indeed, we have made the word, this Quran, reach them so that they may remember and receive the warning. Those to whom we sent the book before this, they believe in it, the word of Allah. And when it is read out to them, they say, we believe in it. Verily, it is the truth from our Lord. Truly, we have been Muslim even before this. Will be given their reward twice over because they have persevered. And in that they repel evil with good. And that they spend in charity from what we have given to them. And when they hear evil and vain talk, they turn away from it and say, to us our deed and to you yours. Peace be to you. We do not search out the ignorant. It is true that you will not be able to guide everyone whom you love. But Allah guides those whom he will. And he knows best those who receive guidance. And they say, if we were to follow the guidance with you, we will be driven away from our land. Have we not built for them a land of safety to which are brought all types of fruits as gifts, a stock of food from ourselves? But most of them do not understand. And how many towns have we destroyed? Those that became for the livelihood. Now after them, the people of the town, their home lies empty and unlived, all except a little. And we took over after them. And your Lord was never the one to run a population until he had sent to his center a messenger, reciting and rehearsing to them our sign. And we are not going to run a population unless its members commit injustice. And whatever worldly thing you are given are only the comfort of this life and its show. But what is with Allah is better and more lasting. Then will you not be wise? Can these two be the same? One to whom we have made a good promise and who is going to see its fulfillment, and the other one to whom we have given the good thing of this life, but who on the day of judgment will be from those who raised up for punishment. And the day when Allah will call to them and say, where are my so-called partners whom you thought to be so? Those against whom the charge will be proved will say, our Lord, these are the ones whom we led astray. Because we were astray ourselves, we free ourselves from them in your presence. They did not worship us. And it would be said to them, call to your partners for help. They will call to them, and they will not listen to them. And they will see the penalty before them. They will wish only if they was open to guidance. And that day Allah will call to them and say, what was the answer you gave to the messengers of Allah? Sallallahu Kazim. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Allah is guiding us and showing us. That we going to be responsible for our action. The truth going to come to us, and it's the application of the truth. It's what Allah looks at, what he's looking at, the application of the truth. But anytime we see a person's action, where it's an action of fear of anybody. They're afraid to stand up and tell the truth, to bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and will do everything that they can to show loyalty, not to Allah. And it's easy to see that. It's easy to see when you're overdoing a thing, or when you're giving too much compliment, you know, to that which is other than Allah. When you're building people up, and Allah said, it's going to come a time he's going to ask you to show him your partners. Show him your partners. The one that we made equal to God. The one that make you feel like, if I'm a friend of yours, then I'm going to be successful. I'm doing right. Allah said he going to ask you to tell your partners what they think and did you teach them, or did you tell him or her to worship? To worship them, to follow them. And the one that claimed that they got authority, and they are the one that you're supposed to be listening to, going to deny you. This is the guidance. See, you can tell an individual because that individual represent their action. They make their action obedient to righteousness. They make their action an action of humbleness. You never see them get upset. You've never seen them get upset. But when you see a person, one little thing can make them upset and throw them all off, and they get defensive and all that. Allah gonna question you. Allah says, that we're not going to be left alone to say that we believe in him without being tested and tried. See, can I find it? Yeah, this is on 29, Surah 29, starting at Ayat 2. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Does mankind think that by just saying we believe, they would be left alone and that they would not be tested? And we indeed did test those before, and we indeed did test those who were before them, so that Allah will indeed know those who are true, and he will know those who are lies. Or do those who act evil think that they will gain over us. Evil is their judgment, if they think so. Whomsoever hope and wishes for meeting with Allah, let them work hard, because the time fixed by Allah is surely coming. And he is the all-hearing, all-knowing. And whoever strive with will and strength, they do so for their own soul. You're not working for nobody else. You're not working to impress nobody. You're not striving to be seen as I'm part of the party. But you striving hard and working hard to keep your own soul pure. That's what Allah said. This is the guidance. This is the book. And Allah said, in this book is guidance. Sure, without doubt. All the work that is done, every action that a person takes is to save their own soul and strive to be in obedience to God. You don't want to make no images? You don't want to follow people in the sense that you're setting up problems with God, then you had to see yourself as a person that's free, as a free thinker, and you're a free man in the city. And that everything that you do, you're going to be judged for. Everything that you do. And everything that you do is being written down by the two angels, the one on your right and the one on your left. It's been written down. They're taking it down. The angels are listening to me right now. And right now, everything I say, I got to be able to defend this here, what I'm saying right now. I can't put forth no image before the people. God don't have no image. God has no image. We cannot describe God. We don't know the nature of God, the beginning of God. God has no beginning nor ending. What I'm saying right now, this is the message of concern. Everything I just said at the Quran is the message of concern. Anytime we see that, the concern is anytime we see an image that's put forth that is not glorifying God and giving all praises is due to God, then an image is put forth. You're putting forth an image. And that image is obvious. And the people see it. And you're gonna have many people gonna be standing up against it. Because we worship and believe in God only. We love God. our soul threatened when we don't give our whole worship to God. We live every day and wake up every day and go to sleep every day for Allah. That's the difference between us and other peoples setting up partners. And notice I'm not saying that I'm just talking about Muslims. You got Christians believe in God. That's what our book, the Quran, say. You got Jews believe in God. So every time I talk, I'm not just talking about Muslims. You got peoples of the book that study the knowledge and they follow the guidance out of that book, the way we study the book and follow the guidance. If we want to remove all racial images out of worship, then we had to be a model. We had to be a model for what God teaches. We can't say one thing and do another. And our life and the way we act and the things that we do is completely different from what we preach and what we teach. We ain't gonna be successful like that. Allah said we're not gonna be successful like that. So we got to be tested. We're going to be tested. And we're going to be tried. We got to study Abraham. We got to study Moses. We got to study Lot. We got to study all these great men. Is that putting down the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Waqif Muhammad? Is that putting them down? No, sir. If you follow Abraham, if you follow Prophet Muhammad and Moses, then you're following Imam Waqif Muhammad. You're obedient to what he brought you. He turns over in his grave. He's happy. He's happy when he see us live a good life, and our action is trying to help the needy and trying to help the poor, rather than just doing something to be seen or just looking out for ourselves. He may have turned over in his grave because that's what he taught us. He's been teaching, and he taught us that from the time that he came in and the time before he came in. So, brothers and sisters, we thank Allah for this opportunity. We thank Allah for this book, the Holy Quran, and for all of God's prophets and messengers. And when we said God prophets and we said messenger, that is also talking about people that's not prophets. But it's automatically it's talking about the prophet when you say messenger. That's automatically talking about the prophet. Because that's the only thing they did was brought God message. But there's a human being that brings the message that God works through, you know, and bring forth the message, the clear message, you know, and bear witness that there's only one God. So we thank you. We pray that Allah bless us and we try to eat to live. You know, we have to try to have good health and work to try to put forth all the good that you do for yourself. Try to pass it on. Try to pass it on to your brothers and your sisters. So we came to you in peace. We're going to leave in peace. I send you my link soon.
Well, look, I still am. If anybody else, all you got to do is match one and come into the queue, and you can start sharing with your experience in the world, or speaking on what you want to talk about, or to make your concern. All you got to do is match one and come into the queue. If you match one and go, it doesn't, the lady don't say that you are now in the queue, then call me at 404-421-5630. 404-421-5630. So we're here tonight, and our mission is to get rid of the image, and this is what Allah is telling us, that the Satan has put a partner, and the partner is causing all the problem that the people can't see the real creator of his creation. And that's what Satan's job was to do, prevent people from seeing the creator of his creation. That's why Allah said, don't make no image of him. That's why Christ Jesus said in the Quran, if I had said I worshiped him, you would have known him. Allah knows and sees everything. You don't miss. Nothing escapes his vision. Nothing escapes Allah. He sees and knows that will make Allah the creator of his creation. And there's nothing that anybody can put together with their mind, with their hands, or with any idea and call it the creator of his creation. Too big for that. Too big in anything that we can imagine. So we are here tonight, working on that, getting rid of these problems, and worshiping God. And we said worship God in spirit and truth. Can't see spirit, and you can't see the truth. And so worship God, so he sees you, but you can't see him. You can see the works of God. You can see when you look at the sun, you're seeing evidence that there's a power greater than you. And when you look at this power, the sun, you know, no man can make no sun, can't get near the sun. But this is a message to your mind that there's a power greater than you have the mind to imagine that God is bigger than anything that we can imagine. So we thank Allah for blessing us to be on this Doc Talk radio station, and we are here tonight to share the information given to us by these great men, Abraham. His father worship images. And Abraham went into the area where all them images were, and he started breaking them images up, and he left one image. He broke them all up except one. Then the one he didn't break up, the item that he would use to break up the image, He put the hammer in the big one hand, and when the people came and said that somebody broke up all our images, somebody said that that they heard Ibrahim talking about bringing up our images. And so they sent for Ibrahim. And when Ibrahim got there, they actually did to, did you bring up our images? And Ibrahim told him, ask the one with the hammer in his hand. And they told Ibrahim, you know how these images can talk. So Ibrahim, you wisdom, if they can't talk, why do you worship them? So this is Ibrahim brought wisdom on how to deal with these images. You know, and Prophet Muhammad, may God peace be upon him, he went into the Kaaba and told them all out. As he was throwing them out, he was making a prayer over the praying that they never be put back in there. So this is these are true facts about that image. And that's why we're working so hard on this Message of Concern show coming out of California to get rid of the image. We're inviting people like we did today. We invite people in the streets and gave them that we got a sign showing them the address on the phone number. And we made an announcement on YouTube that the number that they can call in and talk about the image or talk about whatever they want to. And so we left that with them. So, you know, we know anything that you're trying to build, you got to keep trying to build. And the more you try, the better you get on building it. On putting things together. So we say all praises are due to Allah, the Lord, Cherish, and Sustainer of all worlds, not just this world, all worlds, and all world, wherever there's a world at. Allah, the one creator, is the creator of that, over that world, and all system of knowledge. Allah is over all of that. So anybody else wants to make comments or ask questions or make a statement of match one and come into your queue, and we will see that you match one. And when you match one, it will let you know that you are now in the queue. And then when I cut your mic on, it will say that your mic is on. It will let you know. So all praise is due to Allah. We're going to keep rolling. And that's what this show is about, moving the images in the world. And we get a lot of cook bars every Friday. Cook bar is what the prophet gave. It was not just only spiritual, but at the end, on the last part of it, he always talk about community concern, jobs and building it, making schools, helping the needy, you know, teaching people how to fish and teaching people how to give a skill. You know, teaching everything that they need to know so they can take care of themselves. And we told it better to give and receive. So all the prophets thought that it's best to give than receive. One man was in the masjid, and prophet would come into town, and they told the prophet that there's a holy man in the masjid. He prays all day long. He's in there praying. Now he's praying. The prophet said, well, who feeds him? He said, well, we do. And he said, we get his clothes from? We give him clothes. We take care. The prophet said, you are better than he is. Let you know, prayer without work don't count for nothing. You pray all night. You know, like the prophet did. But you don't get up and go to work. You don't get up and make progress. Then your prayer is meaningless. Prayer is mean prayer to opportunity for to work, to do, make things happen, make things better. That's what prayer for, to make, help you get up and make things better. So we are here tonight. And anybody else, like I said, wants to say anything, we know we're in the month of the so-called Black History. So many things going on. And that's what Savior Day represents, the history that that people in the Muslim community, and that's what Savior Day, the thing that is attributed to the world. It wasn't nothing but being clean, eating the best of food, eating to live, and eating to stay alive. That was one of the things, but we did more than that. We opened steak and tape, and we know most of the burger place is a copy of steak and tape. You know, they copy off what we did there, the steak and tape in those restaurants. Burger King, all of them stole, took, had money to do what we didn't, never had money to do, and leave those things all over the country. So now, okay, we got another speaker. Just raise the hands and let me bring them in and see what she did, what the Quran had to say. Hi, assalamu alaikum, Sister Quran.
Well, they got salam. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
You got it.
Alhamdulillah. Well, I really just want to ask a question. When you were saying about Black history, and what came to my mind, I said, well, when are we going to know about American history then? And I thought about it. I said, I wonder what, have you noticed that that is, are they, right now is Black history. They're saying it's Black history. I'm talking about African Americans. But what about the Caucasians? What do they consider their history? I mean, they up in the history, you know, dealing with what they call so-called Black history. So, but what about American history? If that's Black history, then what is American history? That's my question. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum. Any history happening in America is American history, and it was Black because it was done in evil and ungodly ways. So it was Black. It wasn't a righteous man. It wasn't no Christian history, because in that history too, with the Renaissance, Catholic Church and the Pope who ran the Muslim out of Spain. And that was history they don't want to talk about. America is never going to talk fear to talk about what they done wrong. George Wilder, I've seen the excerpt of George Washington, how many African American women that he laid with in the White House. They don't want to talk about that. How many babies that he made and he disowned them. They don't want to talk about that. So that was Black history. That was evil history as well. So we got, so all that they know it, and our people, when you get tell them about that, they done heard the lie so long about Christopher Columbus discover America, that when they did hear the truth, they didn't respond to it. But, you know, the Holocaust, the truth about that, all of that. So there's a lot of things in history books that got to be corrected. And I believe that we ever get in situation where we can change it, we're going to change it to the right history instead of the wrong history that the world is putting out there to hide the truth.
Alhamdulillah. And you know what else I was thinking too? I said to myself, I said, well, maybe what it is that they don't want, when you start, they talk about on another level. They're not telling the whole history. See, history, when you, that's not black history. So if they're going to talk about history, then they got to also talk about the part that all that we had invented, that we had discovered.
Those are the part of history.
That's why I said we have to write our own history. But plus of all, all I hear right now is black history here in America. And I don't hear nothing about Spanish history, Chinese history. They all here too. And they don't hear nothing about the Caucasian. Since they're making the individual, then they should Caucasian history, and they're putting the black history. And where's the white history at? They was here. And then I don't hear nothing about the Indians anymore. All I hear about is they talk about black history. I said, we must be really some beautiful, powerful, intelligent people that they have to be. So, I mean, we ain't dumb.
Right.
They put us not on our neck anymore. So I'm just trying to figure out what the hell is going on.
Yeah, well.
That's all we're trying to figure out.
They're working in pain. They're working. They haven't stopped. Right now in China, in Africa, the police department and certain parts of Africa is run by Chinese people. Most of the restaurants, most of the schools are furnished by Chinese people. So the Chinese people don't figure it out. If a white man have you, now I've got you. So how are you going to put a Chinese police precinct in Africa? But this is what's going on. When people drop their guards, when people don't have any value of themselves, this could happen and continue to happen. Like, explain to people that you don't have a community. A community represents the business that you control and own. And you know, in the neighborhood I stay in, the business controlled by Chinese, Japanese, Spanish. Everybody got business in our neighborhood, but us. We don't own nothing but the church. That's what we got. Everybody else got all the dollar stores. The dollar stores owned by Dollar General store owned by the Republicans. That's the way they get their money to run this country with. They put that together, their Dollar General store that belongs to them. The dollar store, it belongs to some Caucasian. And the Dollar Tree, it belongs to the Jews. So everybody got business in our neighborhood, and all our hairs and nails been done by the Chinese people, and they come in and do your and be cussing you out. You sitting there getting your hand done.
You know how that happened, brother Akbar? They get you through the children. See, just think about it. How you think we stayed in slavery for 400 years like that? It's because of the babies. Only thing that baby knows is what you put in his head at certain times.
Right.
You know, but a lot of white boys, but they forgot about the DNA, you know, because there's a spirit riding, and people just, you know, you're a human being. Allah put intelligence in every human being to think. No matter what situation they're in, they're still going to be able to think. So it was an unnatural situation. But what I'm trying to say is that's what happened. They get you through your children. Right now, our children have, our children don't even know that we're supposed to really have business, because they don't see us in business. So that's one thing they see right there. So that's what I'm saying. So we have to change this around. We still have those rights, those human rights and all that. And then there are human rights in your community. Start making them put back into the community. You can't rob the community and don't put nothing back into community. What are you putting back into the community? That's what it is. And then you can boycott them, shut them down, and you can go get your own food. That's what my father and them did. I never forget. They ran all those. At that time, I did not know they was Italian, because they was calling their own self, they goes. So how should the hell should I know that Dago mean Italian? Mm-hmm. That's what they was calling their own self. They ran them out. They ran them out, and they opened their own stores. They ran them out. I'm telling you, everybody was happy. I never forget that. We were so happy. They had the baseball games and stuff all the time because they was furnished the baseball games. Ain't nobody was hungry. If somebody didn't have no money, then my uncle them, they had a store. They said, well, just go ahead and pick the paper or sweep outside. And they was good enough. They have them stack some stuff up on the thing on the shelf and pay them. So sometimes they call themselves getting part-time jobs just to eat. And then the senior citizen, shoot, they always had a list. I said, Uncle, what this is? He said, it's a list for the people that, you know, the senior citizen, when they get their check, they'll pay me. But there's always was a list, though.
Yes,
sir. But he didn't care. Nobody wasn't hungry.
Right. That's a good thing.
We
was innocent. We was people that
that's right.
Were innocent. And now you got the children beating the teachers up because they took prayer out of school. They took morals. They didn't teach you no morals. And so now the children are beating the teachers up, or the teachers are calling the police, getting the police throwing the children around the classroom. So all this going on in our classroom because it done got out of hand. You can, when you take morals away from people, then you'll see that savage come out of them. You take God away from people, then that savage that God said scripture to put in check not being in effect because you don't took God out of the people, morals out of the people, and then you have gave them some music, or you have gave them some ideas coming from the music that turned them into animals. So, you know, you see the people with the tattoo all in their face, all on their neck and all over their body. They'll become savages because they'll become worse than swine. The Quran says swine and apes. So this is what happens. When you leave God, you lose every good thing that might come to you that can help you be a decent human being. You lose all that. So when you don't pray, you don't give thanks to God, you really ain't got no help coming. And you really have no real protection around yourself when you leave God, when you don't recognize that there's a power greater than you are. So you lose the angels and everything else is supposed to protect you because you're not praying. You're not giving yourself. And Allah says he only loves those who do right. He don't love those who practice wrong, witchcraft. And all the other people, you don't love them people because they don't love the Allah. They don't love the creator of this creation. So they bad and alone. They out on their own. So this is what scripture comes, is to remind them that the power greater than you have the power to understand. That's a power that you can't see. You can't see the micro, the small atom that, but you take that atom and put them on a microscope, and you can see it. But you get your eyes away from the microscope, you can't see the atom. You can't see the different molecule that runs high in the world. But you put these things on a microscope, you can see them. You can bring it, take your eyes and bring it back. It's still there. So the thing that you can't see is just as powerful than the thing you can see. That's some germs you can't see, but you put them on that microscope, you can see them. But them are dangerous germs and can kill you. So we believe in the seen as well as the unseen. We believe in the unseen. So these people, some of them don't believe in nothing but what they can see and touch and smell. So we have the religion that invite people back to the way of the creator of this creation. That's what we have. And whether we know that the Jews and Christians are close, or the Christians are closer than the Jews, Because in order for you to be a Jew, you got to be adopted in their religion. They had to invite you to come into their religion. You can't just, like the Christians, you can just be dumped in some water. You say that you're a Christian, or you go to church, and you can say that you're a Christian. See, all these, but Muslims, so the Christian are closer to the Muslim because they do profess that there's only one God most of the time. So we got a job to do, and we're going to do the job because this job means putting the world back in the order that the creator of this creation wanted to be. Alhamdulillah. So what else? So anything else you want to say, Sister Quran, go right ahead.
I'm fine, thank you.
But I got some name.
Yeah, I just want to say that one main thing is that we got to see. I remember the Imam said that, you know, we can't give credit to a nationality that claim in superiority, you know, and we got to see that we are in America. You know, just like they are. You know, and when you talk about America, you talking about all of us. That's what we they had 13 colonies. And see, all these different peoples came together and made up America. So we got to see the whole picture. And if we don't see the whole picture, then we can play this little individual thing, you know. You know, I'm looking out for myself, and they looking out for themselves. But we got to see the whole picture.
Yeah. The whole picture. God is one. He lives and never dies. That's the whole picture.
And humanity is one.
Yeah, one with God. When it's with God.
Yeah, yeah. Humanity is also. We got to see that as one, you know, and each one of us has the responsibility to give our worship to Almighty God. If we don't, you're gonna be judged.
That's right. If you worship,
you're gonna be judged. I can't speak up for everybody, but each individual can speak for themselves. Each individual can be responsible. And I believe that we here in America, we are responsible people. We wouldn't have gotten where we at right now. We are responsible people. And we can't give that power just to Caucasian. We can't give that to them. Like that, they doing their part, but they playing a whole lot of deception. You know, when they make a statement that Columbus discovered America and had that in our educational system as one of the curriculum, then we had to be wise enough to see that. And when Master Barak Muhammad came in and gave us an idea that we can, so we can feel equal to them, which is the color black, so we can be equal to them, then we got to be wise enough, like the Imam said, to pick that up. And it always comes to the point that you see the truth. You know right from wrong. Imam said he never would became a Muslim if he had just listened to the Middle Eastern brothers. He said he never would became a Muslim. So we got to realize that we got something to contribute. We as individuals, each one of us, Allah bless us with something to contribute to the whole scheme of things. You know, that's and I think that's important. That's important. They don't leave nobody out. I don't want to talk and leave people out.
Well, I can't speak for everybody, and everybody can't speak
right.
for me.
Right.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So if we stay true and try to put forth the Holy Quran, study the wisdom of Prophet Muhammad, then we're going to stay in the safety zone. That's what I'm saying.
I guess Mrs. Quran, you can say something.
Oh yeah, alhamdulillah. Well, I want to say that I agree and understand what you're saying is right, that it's time to write history, because they say every 100 years history should be written, and that means that, like you say, everybody, because we do history haven't been written. The other history was false, and so they even have to put that in the history that they came over with that lie saying that Columbus discovered America. And so they have to be, really, it's time. It's time to write history. It really is. It's time.
Right.
Because if you, I don't think we know how far we up. And when you're in your 80s and your 90s, that means you are, it's time to be written. I mean, we have wisdom that some don't have.
True.
And some of those are called, you place those under, if it's not written where it could be found and written, then you put it under untold stories, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
It's time.
Hello, Egg.
Oh, wait, buddy, it's time. And why Jesus said, know the truth in that will set you free. He never told us to know him when he was born or when. But know the truth, and that was the truth of what set people free or get people back on the right track of being a human being. It's the truth. And it's a lie that have enslaved them or put them in the jig, put them in the, I don't know, and put them and gave them all the problems, a lie. And that biggest lie has been told on God. God, and then that God has a son. That's one of the biggest lies that we have to get rid of. That has to be demolished. They're going to bring the human family back together as one, seeing each other as human beings and not color. That scheme of color came about by Satan himself. He one brought that scheme about. And he had worked people against each other, and in many cases called people to kill each other. So that was a scheme, and God said, "Don't make no image of him." And that was one of the problems that he brought about, that racism. And that come about because the lie came about. So yeah, we have to. Who has especially been walked on, they definitely got to come together and change this. But those who benefit from that, they going to have a hard time changing what they've been living good off of. They've been living good off them lives. They own every and operate just about everything because of them lives.
Well, you know, Caucasian people had an opportunity. They had an opportunity to be fair. You know, God is most merciful. He gave them the opportunity to share. And what they got is all came from this earth, and it's from God.
That's right.
But they want to put forth things as though that they the originator of it, that they created it, that they deserve it, and nobody else don't deserve it. So they had they had the opportunity. They got all the riches right now. They got the majority of the riches, you know, and so they fighting. You got many of them fighting to make sure that we don't share in this here.
That's
what it's all about. But now it's a test for us, because in all of us to share and have some power, we got to come together.
Yes.
So that's a test for us.
Yeah. Well, and when we talking about coming together, we talking about all right, man. You're talking about Muslim or Christian or Jew. We talking about all right.
No. Right. You're right. Right. You're not just talking about no Muslims or just talking about no Christians. You know, that's that gang mentality. You know, we talking about peoples that is God country.
Mm-hmm.
People believe in God. People believe in right.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're talking about. Our talk is not no small talk. You know, our talk is we talking about dealing with the whole picture.
Whole picture, yes.
Alhamdulillah.
Deal with the law of Moses. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was brought down by, they brought down from Allah. Allah brought, have him to bring it down. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming. The Caucasians see it coming. The wealthy peoples that's got wealth, they see it coming. They see they see us getting in position.
Yeah.
You know. And they also see themselves as having an opportunity, and they don't know how to correct it. They don't know how to correct it. They have an opportunity with the majority of the wealth. God put it in their hand, and they don't, they got so power in wrong in that false worship, you know, and believing in that end, that they don't know how they don't know how to take all that back. They don't know how to balance it all now.
All they have to do, Brother Akbar, is follow the Ten Commandments. If they follow the Ten Commandments, they will be able to correct that problem. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
They could be able to correct it. They could be corrected. Allah have mercy,
you know,
give them. They can. They could correct it.
You know, the number one principle in the Ten Commandments is to love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and God is one.
Yeah.
And so that there is going to go against the three gods: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost.
Go against evil too.
Yeah.
Go against evil too.
Yeah. So they're gonna have to really, really be sincere and be real, you know, just to put down those other gods. And the Quran tell us what's happening and the peoples that were before them, you know, what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So we just about know what's going to happen if we read the Quran. Praise be to Allah.
Did I already
you
get
know
predicted? The-
was-
Already. Who's going to be the winner?
Right.
Who's going to lose? Already been written.
Yeah. And see, they want to deny the command. They don't want to respect the command. They don't want to acknowledge us as Muslims, as a person that, as a people that was given a prophet and by God. They don't want to acknowledge that. A whole lot of these Christians, if you sit up and talk to them, they don't want to recognize you.
Well, they like what you said, but they don't want to recognize. They fight it.
I just want to say that they teaches them that. I was in church, and then even I was talking to my brother, and he was saying, you know, something about how they teach it that. They teach them that they're going to come, or somebody going to come and teach false religion, you know, and they advise you that's why they don't want to take nothing from you. They don't want to hear, because they know that if they read it and get it, because the people that are teaching that, they know that when they read it and look at it, that they know that their common sense going to come and see that it's the truth.
Yeah,
so they tell them, don't be around them. Don't pick up, don't get none of their literature, all that kind of stuff. Talking about the devil, they put the devil in it. I mean, I heard, you know, because they told me. And I said,
You see how they act around you, the way they act around you, you know, the way how they hold back and don't want to be fair and saying, yeah, I mean, you can feel it. You can feel it. Mm-hmm. I was at the church. I was at church yesterday. I was at a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
How are they? And I can feel them.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to respect Muslims. They don't want to acknowledge the Holy Quran. They don't want to acknowledge Father Muhammad.
That's why Gino Jenkins said, if you ain't reading it from this book, it don't exist.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
This the only
what book did he hold up?
The Bible.
The Bible?
Oh, okay.
He's not teaching the thing that makes sense in the Bible. He stay away from that. What Jesus said, one gonna come after him. He said that Paul said that. And Jesus one came after Paul. See, they know what how to keep people away from the truth.
Yeah,
he specialized in that. He said John the Baptist made that statement, and that was Jesus said that won't come after him. Jesus said that don't call him good. They were one good. They stay away from that.
Then they read
Jesus said. And says, no, that's wrong. That ain't the way that's supposed to go. Read it out of the Bible, and he changed it right then. So you know, you can't make the blind see. You can't do it.
No.
I know that Jehovah's Witness want to come back to my house. And I ain't going to do no again, more Quran. God is one. That's all I'm going to give him. How can you make God and put him together with your hand? Then you the God of that God. You put that God together. Then say God died for sin, his only begotten son, to die for your sin. And every sinner that makes a mistake go to the courthouse. And they send them away forever and ever. How does that fit in with that? He died. Why don't somebody say, wait a minute, Judge, Jesus died for this man's sin. You can't give him a long time. Why they ain't saying that?
And they know too that that's a powerful thought, a powerful idea. To be known as the one that killed God.
Yeah.
They know that's power.
The Jews
killed God.
Killed the one that sent to them. That's what they said. And, you know, the Quran comes straightening that out. Never did they kill law raised.
Yeah.
So that's why, but But they'll believe that. They'll believe that foolishness before they'll believe something that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're basing that food. You've been baptized and you're still acting crazy. What good would you, what good it did to dump you down in that water if you're not morally upright? You're not trying to be a human being, treat everybody right. And like you said, they make up excuses. They try, they go out the way to make it hard on Muslims. They become unfair, just, and then they justify it because they
Wild.
They make you feel like that.
That's the reason. I hold when I say whatever I say to them, I speak to them with authority.
You have to speak like you know something.
I'm careful what I say.
Yeah, and you don't, and then you got to you got to keep it in the range of their book for what they book, because you can use their book to back up what you say.
Exactly.
They gonna always fight back on you because they've been trained to defend the lie, defend what they don't get. They don't give them ammunition to fight you with what you bring is the truth. They don't been given ammunition to fight what you say. Even though what they saying don't make no sense, they're standing.
They don't make no sense. That's right. And they claim that you have to have another, you have to be on another level to see what they saying.
you
have to believe.
You don't have to have no
proof, no logic.
Yeah, that's what they gonna say. You ain't on that level. You ain't on the level with me.
No. Look here. They gonna answer for it.
Oh, no doubt about it.
They gonna have to answer for it, and we don't hate no Christians. We love Jesus.
We love Jesus.
We
right.
Don't let them lie on Jesus like that.
Yeah, we tell them that. We love Jesus.
Yeah.
But we know
he's not going to let him lie on Jesus like that. Yeah.
Under the law. Okay. Yeah. Assalamualaikum. We got another talker coming in. Brother Rakib, you got something to say?
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I'm just blocked.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, the one who has created creation. And without any creation, we would not be existed in this world, and we would have nothing to be existed of. Allah is Allah. He is the God. And we try so hard to reject Allah's word and Allah's kingdom and Allah's serenity. And we're paying for that. It's a price that we pay. Not living in a curse of Allah, but we have allowed the curses upon ourselves through our evil intention and our own actions. And it minimizes the guidance, and it minimizes the gifts that Allah have to offer. I hope you bear witness in the oneness of Allah, and I hope you bear witness in the last prophet of prophethood, the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah have peace and blessings be upon him. We know that the excellence of mankind was generated through Allah, and we know that humanity was trying to be fulfilled at points in centuries. And the human being of excellence was not completed. The completion came when Allah completed his favor upon his servant, and he completed his religion of El-Islam, which means peace to all humanity. Doesn't matter where you're from or how you look. We know that Allah have given us Muhammad as a guidance to get to him. It's a gift from Allah, and we should take it more serious. This gift is for all world. It's for all systems of knowledge. It's for sinners. It's for pagans. It's for the wicked amongst us. It's for the unlearned, the ones who have not yet received the knowledge, and the ones who receive the knowledge but do not utilize it for its purpose. And our purpose is for humanitarian rights, human rights. Though we fight some amongst us as humans fight civil rights, but we're fighting for human rights. And within human rights, it does not come with idolization, being worship of idols. It comes from questioning Allah, questioning God. How is this my God? Why is this my God? Why did he send me Muhammad? All of these, we have to question our Lord to come into belief. It just doesn't come. Even Muhammad, alayhi salam, he questioned Allah. And out of his questioning, his come his sincerity, because then you apply to understand the guidance that Allah has for you. And we know that Musa, alayhi salam, question Allah. He asked Allah, this is son. This is son, my God. And the son is so humongous. And can't no man go to the son. Or near. They die even on spaceship craft. They would die. They would burn to death. And he questioned. He said, if it comes up and it goes down, this can't be my Lord. He questioned the moon. And he said, well, something that comes down can't be my God. But what he was doing to his intellect was he was picking some of the biggest, humongous creation Allah had created and saying if that was his God. He didn't call himself as God, though he knew he couldn't create himself. Some of us have that ability of understanding it. Some of us don't have this ability. Some of us wonder, are we gods or are we not? So Allah quite sure he haven't guided humanity, all of humanity, with his knowledge. But we know that Musa, alayhi salam, he even asked, was it mountains his God? He asked to see Allah. And Allah shook the mountain, and he fainted. And Musa, alayhi salam, understood that he had to submit to Allah. We all submit, but and being human, we submit to the wrong thing because of the doubt that we have for ourselves and the doubt that we have for our Lord. Our world is chaos. Our world needs help, and the help that our world needs is not the help that comes from humanitarian or human. The help that we need have to come from Allah, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord and cherished and sustainer of all the worlds. When we read the Quran and scripture, it's full of stories. And the stories are so exciting and they're alarming. And some it gives faith, and some it gives hope, some it gives desperate needs of help or call. And these stories are formatted to reach the intellect of anyone who reads it, who's reading the story. And we know that some part of the scripture in Quran is allegorical, and some is straight up. Sometimes as the spiritual people, we get caught in the allegorical to the point where we overthink to that capacity that it doesn't help anyone, but some is straight up. And what is straight up, we should respect it, and we should live through it and live forward. We don't understand the Quran or the Bible or scripture until we find ourselves in it. We find the stories relating to us, and we find a way out. That Allah always makes a way out for his believers, for his servants, for the one who calls upon him, Almighty Lord and Terrorist and Sustainer of all worlds and all systems of knowledge. Allah always makes a way for his believers. And we find in the stories that Allah is so merciful, and he also is stern in punishment. And one thing Allah, to the believer, knows that Allah hates, He dishonors. There's no forgiveness. It's to compare partners and associates with him. We learn this through Moses. We learn this through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. We learn this through Maryam. We learn this through Sheba. We learn this through the people of the woods of Thamud, the people who called on God. And Allah destroyed them. Destroyed them. We know that Prophet Muhammad was a more human sensitivity. His sensitiveness took on his logic, because there was a point in scripture in the Quran where Noah, alayhi salam, he asked Allah to destroy the disbelievers and not leave one upon earth. And Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salam, Allah instructed Angel Jibril or Mikael, I can't remember. I think it's Angel Jibril, to he sent him, Angel Jibril, to destroy the people in the mountain, and destroy the mountain and turn the mountain upside down on the people, because they are out of their disbelief, And we find out that he said no. He didn't disobey Allah. He had a decision. And his decision was, he said, no, I'm not going to take these lies and destroy these people because of their belief. He said, maybe in the future, that was one out of this town will become a believer. And out of one believer, we multiply in other believers. So he took a stern responsibility towards humanitarian life. He valued life as human. He didn't value a color, a shape, or size. He valued the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made sacred to all humanity by giving them the soul, the rah, the soul to identify on human intelligence. And the best of us as humans are the ones who are thinkers, the ones who reflect upon Allah's creation, the one who reflects upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord and Cherisher and Sustainer of all worlds, all systems. System of knowledge. And the same mercy that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, that we have to utilize it amongst ourselves. And we have to use it to a form to fight oppression and utilize it to bring oppression to a consciousness. Because Allah, he'll never change it. He'll never change any soul, anyone, until they change what's in their heart. And the people of the world are disturbed. They're disturbed. Racism is real. It's real in economics. It's real in life. It's real in certain countries. They still utilizing misfortune, utilizing the poor over the rich. And they're being destructive. They're being very, very, very destructive. We have a slave trade. We have a trade of children and a trade of human. Mostly women that are imported and exported, and no one knows where these people are going, and no one sees anything. It's like the law then became the unlaw, because all we know that these certain officials got to be involved in these cruel acts upon humanitarian rights as humans, and everyone wants to sweep it under the rug, just like they want to sleep, just like we sweep the ideology of mankind being God, and it's not being talked about it. because we're not utilizing our inner faith as our leader, Imam Muhammad. Utilize the inner faith. You know, pick a church. They got a Bible study on Wednesday, certain time. You know, I'm talking to a preacher now, and we go back and forth in conversations and whatnot. And his dream 10 years ago, myself was open to church, and I told him, I said I had no problem with trying to open any place of worship, as long as we have that understanding that we are not trying to misuse and misutilize people in false worship. I said we should come out of it. I have talks with the brother nowadays, but we understand a spiritual awakening has to be awakened, and this awakening, it got to come from the people individually, as the Quran teaches us. The Quran talks to us individually. It doesn't talk to us as a whole group of people. It talks to us individually. Even when Allah say He destroyed them, He said He destroyed them, and they was prostrating. They found them prostrating in their home. You know, they found the foundation falling upon them, or they found the roof that caved in. You know, it talks to inspire the development of human intelligence. And knowledge knows everything about ignorance, but ignorance knows nothing about knowledge. And we are those intelligent minds that have to be utilized and used, because the world is suffering. If we get America straight with its policies and the Constitution, and we as Muslims, because superiority-ness is real. And what do a Christian look like defending and fighting a verbal war, or a verbal or spiritual war with his Lord that is has been programmed to receive that this is their God? They will co-side with their God and allow the oppression to continue. So the Christians even rely upon the Muslims to fight their battle. And we have to utilize our sense to develop more minds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the mind of all minds of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to utilize that to help America in the suffering times. We know that we're being attacked by Shaitan into ignorance. We know that Shaitan has slithered his way into Christianity with these beliefs of Trinity. And he has slithered his way into Christianity as to take the God unseen, Almighty, away out of the mind, and to put a God that's been placed on imagery. After we know that the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, meaning two books, and this is in the Hebrew language, and the two books of the Bible is the Injil, I-N-J-E-E-L, and the Gospel. Those are the only two books of the Bible. Now, when we read the Bible, it says that we was inspired. We was inspired by philosophers, popes, scholars, and preachers, which have a significant way in spirituality of religion nowadays, of utilizing the masses of their wealth to be enriched. We know that these are the same men that was inspired by reading the gospel. I doubt they ever read the Injil, because the Injil does not exist, not on earth. But we can say the gospel do. And part of the majority of 150-something pages of the gospel is not entitled in the gospel. So what we're reading is certain scriptures and chapters and verses that was entitled into the gospel, but majority we're reading in these men that was inspired by the word of Almighty through the gospel, and they was inspired and they rewrote it. And once you tell a person, and you talk to a person, and they have to understand that it's a trick, because it doesn't co-sign itself. It tells you worship Almighty, and it tells you to worship Jesus, And this is the part that the Muslims come in to help the mind to reframe and reform it. And Allah won't change that person until they change. They have to be aware of it. Have to be aware of it. And to a point, the responsibility is withheld towards the ones who have the knowledge. If I said anything to offend anyone, I take full responsibility. But if I said anything to help the mentality of the mind, the heart, to change that condition, and all praises be to Almighty Allah, Lord and Cherisher, and sustainer of all worlds and all systems of knowledge. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Brother Suja, you want to close us out with a prayer? Brother Suja. 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 Brother Suja.
Want me to close?
Yeah, go ahead.
In close, what I'll also mean the time. By the token of time through the ages, fairly man is lost, except for those who have patience and consistency. Amen.
Assalamu
alaikum. Peace and blessings.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. May Allah continue to bless us. Keep up the fight. And let's stay together. Keep working in our place. May Allah bless us all. Assalamu alaikum.